Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita City Council ready to move forward with plan for a new stadium. We've got the story.
A Kansas sheriff pleads guilty to selling a gun to a felon. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. One more quiet weather day before a change arrives tomorrow. We'll tell you what that is in our forecast coming up.
An estimated $1.6 billion is up for grabs in tonight's Mega Millions jackpot.
If you win tonight's record Mega Millions jackpot and take the lump sum after taxes, you'll be free and clear with roughly a $500 million. That's enough to do just about anything.
Fill my bathtub with cash.
Probably go to Tahiti, take my shirt off.
And I would say, adios, I'm out of here.
You could also buy Pumpkin Key Island in Key Largo for $95 million, a rare $48 million Ferrari 250 GTO. Or the almost 60-carat pink diamond that sold last year for $71 million. But first, you'll have to play to win, with the odds of all that dreaming slim to none. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Wichita City Council today will take another step forward in bringing a new stadium to the city. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the council will choose a contractor to demolish the 84-year-old LD Stadium.
That's not an easy task in itself, and they're on a short timeline, and then we will finalize the agreement with the team itself.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. More testimony in the trial of Stephen Bodine, the man accused of killing 3-year-old Evan Brewer and encasing his body in concrete. The boy's mother, Miranda Miller, took the witness stand and detailed what led up to the boy's death and the abuse both she and the boy suffered at the hands of Bodine.
Even started physically hitting him, smacking him across the room. I've seen him kick him in the stomach across the room.
Miller was also charged in the case, taking a plea deal in exchange for her testimony. The trial will resume later today. Authorities say a man and woman have been charged in a road rage shooting that wounded a 4-year-old boy in North Wichita. 19-year-old Tylen Atkinson and 21-year-old Ramonica Smith were charged Monday with criminal discharge of a firearm. Atkinson also faces an aggravated assault charge and is jailed on $250,000 bond. Smith is jailed on $100,000 bond. A Western Kansas sheriff has pleaded guilty to selling a pistol and ammunition to a convicted felon and has agreed to resign.
48-year-old Brian Whipple entered the plea Monday. As part of the deal, the Ness County Sheriff also agreed to surrender his law enforcement certification. The prosecution will recommend that he be given probation at his sentencing January 17th. Whipple initially faced 3 wire fraud charges, alleging that he faxed reports falsely certifying the deputies had received training, but those charges were dismissed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An intruder was shot and critically wounded after breaking into a Fox TV affiliate in Washington, D.C.
Police say 38-year-old George Odoms has a history of threats against law enforcement and lawsuits against D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the White House. He was also known for sending emails to Fox TV affiliate WTTG in Washington, D.C. that staffers there call bizarre. Odoms was shot in the torso by a security guard after he forcibly broke through the glass door of the station's lobby. According to court records, Odoms was charged with murder in 2002, but the case was dismissed. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The AP preseason top 25 is out for college basketball, and we'll tell you where the Kansas schools come in on that coming up in sports.
A statue of President Eisenhower has been unveiled on the State House grounds in Topeka. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. A statue of President Dwight D. Eisenhower has been unveiled in the State House grounds in Topeka. Governor Jeff Collier praised Eisenhower at the dedication Monday as a man who changed the face of America forever. He noted Eisenhower's role as Supreme Allied Commander during World War II, and then later his presidential accomplishments, which included creating the interstate highway system. A Georgia Tech student is suing U.S. Senator David Perdue after he says Perdue grabbed his cell phone when he tried to record him while asking a question.
The lawsuit stems from an October 13th event on the Georgia Tech campus for Brian Kemp's gubernatorial campaign. Third-year computer science major Nathan Kanoff claims he approached Senator Perdue with his cell phone to ask him how he could support Kemp in light of recent accusations of voter suppression in Kemp's role as Secretary of State.
How can you endorse a candidate?
No, I'm not doing that.
A spokesperson for Senator Perdue says he took Kanoff's phone because the student said he wanted a selfie. Purdue's spokeswoman said this is being politically orchestrated by Georgia Democrats.
Fox 5 Atlanta's Claire Sims reporting. Well, you have to pay attention on the sidelines. A sports reporter was hit in the head with a football during a live broadcast.
Video circulating online shows NFL sideline reporter Melissa Stark covering the Los Angeles Chargers versus Tennessee Titans game in London when a football came flying, slamming her right in the noggin.
Oh, okay. Nothing like live television. I'm okay.
Stark shakes it off like a pro and continues her report. You can hear her coworkers laughing. She lets them know she needs to move out of the way.
I'm really not in a good area here. I'm going to wrap this up, send it back to you guys. I'm really taking one for the team.
Stark later tweeting the clip, captioning, "Hurts more every time I watch it. Literally never happened in 20 years covering NFL. London, I'll never forget you." I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Out there in traffic right now, things are looking kind of slow up around the North Junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96, especially on K-96 approaching I-135. Some pretty heavy traffic right there, really slowing things down. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing a few high thin clouds across south central Kansas this morning. And with a mix of sunshine today, we should be near 65 by about lunchtime and 70 for the afternoon high. Partly cloudy and cool overnight, our low 48. And a new system arrives tomorrow that will spread in some afternoon showers. Wednesday's high 62. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we've got a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and we are at 46 degrees. Aside from the more practical hats that you can buy at Hatman Jack's, they also stock various costume hats as well. Top hats, steampunks, derbies, and period hats of all kinds at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 8:10 with Steve and Ted. We just did that story about the sideline reporter getting bopped in the head with a football. A few years ago when my granddaughters were playing soccer on a field out west, my wife was sitting there. We were down at the end part, down by the goal, sitting there in a lawn chair, and all of a sudden from the other soccer field, she got hit right in the back of the head with a soccer ball coming full speed.
Ow.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't break her neck. But she, you know, she was okay.
Wow.
Yeah. It really thumped her, too. So when you're out there, you got to pay attention.
Yeah, heads up.
Heads up. That's what they say. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted, and we've got a Mega Millions drawing tonight of a jackpot that is really, really big. Fox News Radio's Jeff Monoso is with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So, if it's a $1.6 billion and I hit it, I get to take home, what, $1.3 billion? No? Yes?
So, if you take the lump sum, you'll be just shy of being a billionaire. That's about $900 million. Of course, Uncle Sam's going to get his take, and that'll leave you free and clear with about $500-some-odd million. So you'll be a half billionaire, though we're going to find out around noon Eastern time from the lottery folks if that number is going to rise. If some people are thinking that this thing's going to be closer to $2 billion by the time we see the drawing tonight. And so that changes everything. So lump sum after taxes, if it's closer to $2 billion, that means that whoever wins it, the loan ticket, if it's a loan ticket, you're walking away, man, close to a billionaire.
Well, And what are the odds then? Still about 1 in 302 million, something like that?
Yeah, 1 in 300 and some million. And you always hear, you know, you always see the reporter standing there in the convenience store telling you, you know, your odds are likelier that you're going to be struck by lightning. But the thing is, Steve, is that somebody's going to win this. Somebody is going to win this, whether it's a quick pick. A lot of winners have won by quick pick. A lot of winners have won by picking their own numbers that they've stuck with over the years. Somebody's going to win it. And I think it's important to, you know, to sign that ticket right away once you get it. And if you do hit, the big one, sit on it for a while. The lottery winners have all this advice for future winners. They say, sit on it. Don't come forward. Get your ducks in a row. Get a legal team. Get tax attorneys. And try like heck to remain anonymous, because your life is going to change.
I know. Jeff, this is terribly unfair, okay? But I know you've thought about what you would do with it if you ever hit it.
Of course.
Doesn't everybody think about that? And everybody says, I'm going to give some of the money to charity. I wonder if they ever do, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fun part of that. And that, to me, it's worth the $2 investment to think about, you know, what you do. And really, you know, we're all our chances. I mean, we're all in the same boat. We all could possibly win this. But then likely, you know, most of us, you know, we come down to reality the next day, and you know, it's back to work. And but look, I can just tell you, if I were to win, I'd never fly commercial again. I mean, that's just one of the things.
right.
Guaranteed. I'd have my own private jet, and you can do that with this kind of money. You can buy an island. You can buy the rarest cars, the rarest jewels, the rarest, you know, whatever you want, you can do it. That's how much money. I mean, this is sick money. This is crazy money.
Yeah, but can you buy one more day alive, though? Probably not.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, you can't buy health, and that's the greatest thing. And you know, it's important to stay grounded. It's important to keep busy if you win it. Giving to charity, I think, you know, instead of giving lump sums to charity, because you never know how they're spending it, I think it would be fun is to see people who are down and out.
Right.
You see somebody broken down on the side of the road, you go get them a car.
Jeff, you got to
drop off at their house.
Don't we also have a Powerball drawing this week too? Don't we?
Oh, yeah, the little feller. He's down to about $600-some-odd million. Nobody cares about that one.
Chump change. Okay. All right. Thanks, Jeff. That's Fox News Radio's Jeff Manosso talking about the big drawing tonight. And like you said, it could be up to $2 billion by the time it's all said and done, but you still won't take home that much money.
No, of course not.
It's somewhat deceptive because you're not going to take home that much money.
Nope.
The owners of a shuttered Oregon bakery fined for refusing to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple are appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. Lawyers for Melissa and Aaron Klein, former owners of Sweet Cakes by Melissa, filed a petition yesterday. They're asking the high court to overturn a state order to pay $135,000 in emotional damages to the couple they turned away. Apparently, this couple that couldn't find anybody else to make a cake in this made them so upset that it was $135,000 worth terrible emotional damage. Okay, yeah, you're seeing where I'm at on this thing. The Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries imposed a fine in 2015 after finding the Kleins had violated a state anti-discrimination law. An Oregon appeals court upheld the order, and the state Supreme Court declined to hear the case. So now they're going to send it to the United States Supreme Court, and I have a funny feeling about that.
Yeah.
I have a feeling maybe the Supreme Court just might overturn that decision.
No, we'll have to see.
Yes, that's why we have a Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Authorities say
that's their job.
Two arriving airplanes touched wingtips while taxiing at New York's LaGuardia Airport, but the planes were able to continue to their gates without a problem. Wow. Federal Aviation Administration plans to investigate the mishap, which unfolded around 5:15 p.m. yesterday. No injuries are reported, but can you imagine? Ding, ding.
Just looking out.
If you're looking out the window and you see the horse, oh, man.
I clipped him. Nah, it's okay.
Yeah. Took a little piece of the wing off, but we're okay. We're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They get out and exchange insurance information, that sort of thing.
Yeah. All right. Only 8 days until Halloween. We're counting down the days to trick-or-treating. Have you got your costume yet? Jad, have you gone out and got that costume yet?
No. You know, I do like to dress up to hand out candy to the trick-or-treaters, but Halloween kind of falls on a work day for me. It's not going to work out.
Yeah, it's not going to work out that well.
Nope.
No. All right. That's 8:17 now, Steve and Ted.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. 8:17, Steve and Ted. It is sports time with Jad Chambers this morning on sports. And we're talking about World Series starting today and pretty good ranking for the University of Kansas in preseason basketball. In fact, you can't do much better than this ranking, right?
Well, no, you can't because it's ranked number one.
Yeah.
The Associated Press poll, the preseason top 25 came out yesterday. Kansas number one on the Associated Press poll. That is the third time KU has started the season with that number one ranking. All three times that's happened has been in the Bill Self era. So before that, they actually hadn't managed to get the first of the number one rankings that the Associated Press does every year. Let's see. KU's athletic department also pointed this out. They said that last season, KU's preseason rank was number four, and they ended the season ranked at number four.
Number four, yeah.
Yeah, so they're trying to point out how accurate it is because they're ranked first, obviously.
They'll be number one at the end of the year.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Kansas opens exhibition play when it hosts Emporia State on Thursday night. Go Hornets. You can hear it over on KFH. Pregame start at 6 p.m. That's where I went to school.
So. Yeah.
Go Hornets. No chance, but go Hornets. For the 17th time in school history, Kansas State men's basketball team earned a ranking in the Associated Press preseason top 25, released yesterday. K-State, number 12. So it's the Wildcats' highest preseason ranking since the 2010-2011 season, where they started at number three. So the Wildcats making that top 25. Wichita State did not make the top 25. In fact, Wichita State did not receive any votes in the Associated Press preseason poll. So we'll just have to see how that works. KU is hoping that's accurate. Wichita State obviously hoping it's not very accurate. Game one of the World Series is tonight. Got a preview from Fox's Jared Max.
Two of Major League Baseball's most storied franchises collide in the Fall Classic tonight. Game one of the World Series at Fenway Park in Boston between the Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers. For the fourth time since 2013, the Dodgers play in baseball's Fall Classic. The Dodgers have not won the World Series since 1988. The Red Sox won the title back in 2004, then again in 2007, and in 2013. This marks the Red Sox' fourth time in the World Series since 2004. Boston will start Chris Sale on the mound later tonight on Fox. The Red Sox coming off an ALCS victory over the defending World Series champion Houston Astros. The Dodgers defeated the Milwaukee Brewers to get here. Jared Max, Fox News.
And you can hear the World Series on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. That broadcast starts tonight. Game one of the World Series, Dodgers and the Red Sox tonight at 7 o'clock. KU football, 2-5. They're 0-4 in Big 12 play. They're coming off of a 48-16 loss to Texas Tech in Lubbock Saturday. The Jayhawks are hosting TCU on this coming Saturday, hoping to turn things around. Tonight on KFH, KU football Hawk Talk with head coach David Beatty. And that starts at 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. And if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, right here on KNSS tonight, it's the Chiefs Kingdom Show. And that starts at 7 o'clock tonight. So, again, that's the Chiefs Kingdom Show right here on KNSS at 7. And the Shocker women's golf team underway in the third and final round of the Palmetto Intercollegiate in South Carolina. After the first round on Sunday, the Shockers were in 13th. For round two, they moved up to a tie for sixth place, so we'll have to see how well they do today. But they were on their way up yesterday at the Palmetto Intercollegiate in South Carolina. KU still in second place there. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
How about some good old Halloween music?
Music, huh?
Mannheim Steamroller Halloween Sweet Tooth CD. That's what I've got right now. Plus a $20 gift card from Freddy's. If you give us a call at 869-1330, give them away to caller number 3, 869-1330. Mannheim Steamroller, Halloween Sweet Tooth CD, plus a $20 gift card from Freddy's. Coming up, the Hannity Morning Minute, American Core Values and the Approaching Caravan. That's on the way, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.